Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey. Detective Fullhouse.
Hi, Dr. Graham. Thanks for meeting me.
Oh, it's no problem. How can I help you, Detective?
I'd like to ask you a few questions about Ryan Macklin.
Ryan?
Yes, the young boy who died in this room last week.
Yes. Oh, so tragic. He was a very sweet child. His death affected all of us around here very much.
I'm sure. You were Ryan's primary physician, right?
Well, I was part of a team, but yes.
What can you tell me about his illness?
Well, it was cancer. He was a fighter. And at first he seemed to be responding well to the treatment, so we were very hopeful.
So, what happened?
Despite all of our modern medical advances, Detective, we don't always win. Ryan's little body began rejecting the treatment. We did all we could, but in the end...
Is it true that cancer treatments can lower a patient's resistance to other diseases, Doctor?
Well, yes. But that wasn't the case with Ryan.
Oh, I see. What can you tell me about this?
Oh, that was Ryan's little rabbit. He took it with him everywhere, all over the hospital. He couldn't go to sleep without it. Why is it in an evidence bag?
For safekeeping.
No, wait. If you're suggesting that there was something on that little plush toy that contributed to Ryan's death, I can assure
you... I'm not suggesting anything.
I'm getting the feeling I'm being investigated here.
No, I'm simply asking a few questions, Doctor. So, where did this toy come from?
Well, let me think. I believe it was part of a donation box.
Donation?
Yes. You know, where people contribute toys for sick children.
Ah, yes. Was this donation box located here at the hospital?
No, I believe it was delivered to us.
Do you know from where?
I'm afraid not.
Do you know who delivered it?
No, wait. Yes, I do. It was Wooten Bassett, the mailman.
I see.
What's this all about, Detective?
Like I said, Dr. Graham, I'm just asking a few questions. But I may have more a bit later. Could you please come down to the Odyssey Police Station this afternoon at 4?
Why?
It would be very helpful.
Well, all right.
Thank you, Doctor. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go find Wooten Bassett.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, travel to far-off places to hear surprising stories about love.
I've lost my Brune.
Your what?
My favorite doll.
It's from Brune. Dearest Liesel, I have gone on a trip to see the world.
How may I help you?
I'm leaving my husband. I want to get even with him.
Go home and act as if you really love your husband.
That's this month only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
This is the train room, Luella. This is where you'll be working today.
Wow.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Are all these trains real?
Well, if you mean do they work, then yes. They're just really little trains.
Do they have really little people inside of them?
No. You see, they run on electricity, which... Oh, you're just fooling with me, aren't you?
Well, who do we have here, Connie?
Oh, hi, Whit. This is the young lady I told you about from the Hope Springs Child Development Institute. Luella, this is Mr. Whitaker. He owns the place.
Hi, Mr. Whit.
Hello, Luella. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too. But you should call me Lou, even though it's a boy's name and I'm not a boy. That's what everyone else calls me. Everyone except Connie.
Oh, and why is that?
I don't know. Ask her.
Connie?
I don't know. I'll call you Lou if you want me to.
No, I like it when you call me Luella.
Okay.
So, what do you think of the place, Lou?
I like it. I don't understand some of it, though.
Well, don't worry. Lots of people have felt that way.
I wasn't worried. Connie talked about you all the way over here.
Oh, she did?
Hey, now, Tattletale.
Well, I'm glad you could join us here today, Lou.
Me too. I like trades.
Well, so do I.
Lou is a very hard worker, Whit.
Oh, good for you, Lou.
You made a rhyme.
Yes, I did, kid.
You did it again, friend.
Oh, very good.
All right, before this gets out of hand, we need to get you started on your job, Luella.
What do I do?
Well, as you can see, the train room is pretty messy. It's dusty and dirty and needs a good cleaning. And that's what you'll be doing today, cleaning this room from top to bottom.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of delicate things in here, and they need to be handled very gently. So be careful not to break anything as you're cleaning, okay?
I won't break anything. Trust me.
Oh, I do. There are cleaning supplies in the supply closet over there, so go to it.
Yay!
I wish all my employees were as enthusiastic about cleaning.
Nice. I do want to thank you for this, Whit. One of my counseling professors said that the Meaningful Work program really helps developmentally disabled people feel useful and needed. And the people at Hope Springs said Luella loves doing this.
Well, I appreciate her help. Does she need any supervision?
I'll check in on her. The school said she's very conscientious.
Huh. A conscientious worker who loves to clean and even showed up on time today. Maybe I should make a few changes around here.
Very funny.
Wow, that was loud.
Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Detective Poolhouse. That's a cool siren.
Thanks. Yeah, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, sure, I'd like to ask you one, too. Where can I get a siren like that?
I don't know. They come with the car.
A nice feature. Hey, can I see?
No, actually, I...
Wow, that's a lot of switches you got here. Which one's the siren?
The center one.
Ooh, can I try it?
No.
Wow, I was thinking of getting one for my mail truck. Or even better, for my scooter.
I don't think that's allowed.
Really? That's too bad. Guess I'll just have to make the sound of my voice. How'd it go, like, woot, 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 woot? Yeah?
Why are you acting like this?
Oh, no reason except to puncture the tension of a detective asking me questions. Humor helps people relax, you know?
I don't have time for games. Can I get to my questions now?
Well, I guess so. Fire away.
Did you recently deliver a box of toys to Odyssey Hospital?
Yes, sir, I did.
And was this toy among them?
Oh, yes, it was. That's Eugene Bunny.
Eugene Bunny?
Yeah, that's what I called him on account of the cute little vest he has on there. Thought he looked like Eugene.
Eugene? As in Eugene Meltzner, who works at Wits End?
Yeah, in Campbell College. In fact, that's where I got Mr. Bunny here.
The college?
No, Wits End. They don't have bunnies at college. They do toy drives all the time. Whit loves him. He's a real generous guy, you know?
So this toy came from Wits End?
Oh, well, the whole box of toys came from Wits End, so this toy was in the box, so yes, technically yes.
You're right. Ah, well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, what's going on anyway, Detective? Am I in some sort of trouble?
Did you do something wrong?
I don't think so, but it's not every day I get questioned by the police.
Well, I may have a few more questions for you.
Oh?
I need you to meet me at the Odyssey Police Station at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Can you do that?
4 o'clock? Yes, sir, I'll be there.
I'll see you then.
Oh, just one more thing.
Yes?
Would you run the siren again when you drive off?
No.
How are things coming? Wow, you're getting a lot done, Luella.
Yeah, you were right. This room is very dirty.
You've been going at it for a while now. Hey, you want to take a little break?
No, I'll keep working.
Are you sure? Why don't you come down and have some ice cream?
No, there's more to clean.
Right, but you can take a break whenever you want.
Okay. After I'm done cleaning.
All right, well, I'll be downstairs if you need me.
Okay.
Talk about a one-track mind. Wow.
Your phone takes great pictures, Jason.
Yeah, I know. Here, look at this piece.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice. A big, comfy Morris chair.
Yep. I actually have a pair of them. Solid oak, leather backs and seats.
Huh.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, hi, Connie.
Oh, how's our new worker doing?
Great. She's a cleaning machine.
New worker?
Luella, or Lou. She's from the Hope Springs Institute.
Yeah, she's here as part of their meaningful work program.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. That's great that you're participating in it.
Well, yeah, but...
Is something wrong?
I can't get her to take a break. Even ice cream wouldn't do it. I don't want her to go back to the Institute exhausted. They'll think I'm cruel.
Oh, they won't think that. Just keep an eye on her. If she starts looking super tired or distressed, then we'll make sure she takes a break.
All right.
Miss Kendall.
Oh, hi, Detective.
Detective Pohouse?
Whit.
You know my son, Jason.
Of course.
Detective.
What can I do for you?
I need to ask you a few questions, Whit, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. What about?
Wooten Bassett claims he picked up a box of toys recently from you here at Wit's End. You know anything about that?
Oh, yes, I do. It was part of our most recent hospital toy drive. We have them here from time to time. Wooten always volunteers to take them to the hospital for us.
I see. Was this toy part of that box?
Well, it looks familiar, but I don't examine every toy in the box, at least not very closely.
Can I take a look at that?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this toy was definitely in the box.
Ah, how do you know that?
Because I put it there.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Positive. I found it in an antique drafting desk at the shop.
Oh, do you know who that desk belonged to?
Not off the top of my head, no, but I'm sure I've got a record of it back at the store.
What's this all about, Detective? Is this some sort of investigation?
More of an inquiry. I'm just asking questions. And I may need to ask you a few more, Whit. Could you come down to the station at 4 p.m.?
Oh, of course.
And you too, Jason.
Should we bring lawyers?
I don't think they'll be necessary. Oh. If we could go take a look at the records about the drafting desk now?
Sure. Just follow me. I'll see you later, Dad.
4 p.m.
That's right.
All righty. Let's see here. No. Up here it is. Antique drafting desk. Solid oak, built in 1905. Oh, it was owned by Ed Washington.
Ed Washington?
Yeah, he's the manager of Wit's End Connellsville.
Oh, right.
Do you know Ed?
No, but I used to work in Connellsville. I'm familiar with most of the businesses there.
Well, you know, as far as that toy rabbit is concerned, I guess this makes sense.
Why is that?
Ed used to be a toy maker. His company was bought out by a bigger one.
I see.
You know, you're being awfully cagey about all this, Detective. You're making me a little nervous.
It's been my experience, Jason, that people only get nervous when they have something to be nervous about. Do you?
No, and that's not always true. Sometimes people get nervous when other people make them nervous.
Perhaps.
So, you want to let me in on what's going on here?
Sure. 4 p.m. this afternoon.
At the station. Right.
Right. I'll see you then.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I need to take a little ride up to Connellsville.
Sure, I remember this. It was the prototype for a series of plush dolls I was trying to market. This is Roberto Rabbit. There was also Perry Bull, Lonnie Lemur, Harrison Hound, and Ellie Elephant.
Well, I'm just interested in this one, Mr. Washington. So you actually made this toy?
Yep, from design to finished product.
Huh.
I even sewed it together from scraps around my workshop. See here, under the vest? The stitching is off. Guess I'm not much of a seamstress. But I always thought the personality of the toy was what really counted.
So what happened to the toys?
Nothing. Nobody wanted them. I never bothered making the others. Where'd you get this?
Jason Whitaker found it in the drawer of your old drafting desk at his antique shop.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I took the desk there back when Jack and Joanne Allen were running it. Didn't make much sense to keep a drafting desk if I wasn't going to create toys anymore. Mm-hmm. I guess I forgot to empty out all the drawers.
So it would seem.
Hola, I'm Roberto. Fleet of foot and quick of brain. Hair brain, that is.
Ah, too bad about that series. I really liked it. Could have made a lot of kids happy.
Mm. I wonder if you wouldn't mind accompanying me back to Odyssey, Mr. Washington.
Accompanying you? What for?
I may need to get some more information from you.
What, about Roberto?
And other things.
Why can't you get it from me here?
It's better if we do it down there.
How long would I be gone?
Not very long. You can take your own car. Please, Mr. Washington, it's very important.
Well, all right. Just let me tell my staff I'm leaving.
Of course.
Detective? Am I in trouble?
Let's just say you're a person of interest.
Interest about what?
You'll find out when we get to Odyssey, Mr. Washington. Shall we?
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I got my wish!
I am Eric the Red!
They're Vikings!
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. The key to adventure lies within your imagination. The Imagination Station books from Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Where are you?
Down here.
What? You're under the train table?
Yeah.
What are you doing under here?
Cleaning. It's really dirty under here. I needed a little brush to get into all the corners.
Luella, you don't need to do this.
Yes, I do. You said my job was cleaning this room from top to bottom. I cleaned the cobwebs from the top, and now I'm cleaning the bottom.
But I didn't mean under here.
Why not? It's dirty under here.
Luella, you need to stop.
I'm almost done.
Well, no, you need to stop now. You haven't taken a break all day.
It's my job.
Well, this isn't part of your job.
You said it was.
Well, that's not what I meant. Look, Luella, I wanted you to clean the places that people use. The places where the kids will be. The things they see. Nobody will see down here.
God will.
What?
God will see down here. My teacher said that we're supposed to do every job like we're doing it for God. She also said that God is everywhere. So I want everywhere to be as clean as it can be. For God.
You're right, Luella. You go on cleaning.
I'm done. Can I have some ice cream now?
As much as you want, sweetie. You can have as much as you want, okay? Great job.
Wow, so the cops nabbed you and Jason too, huh, Whit?
Well, I don't think anybody has been nabbed, Wooten.
This is pretty strange, though.
Very strange. What do you think is going on, Whit?
I guess we're about to find out.
Right in here, Mr. Washington.
Ed!
Whit! Jason! What is this?
That's what we'd all like to know.
This has gone on long enough, Detective.
You're right, it has. I brought you all here this afternoon because you are all involved in the death of a 5-year-old boy.
What? What?
How is that?
Please, quiet. Please, everyone have a seat.
Just how are we supposed to have been involved in this child's death?
That's how.
Roberto Rabbit?
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah, it's a great name. You made him, Mr. Washington, out of whatever materials you had on hand. Then you tossed him in a musty drawer where Jason found him. He put him in a toy donation box at your place, Mr. Whitaker, with all sorts of other toys. A box you delivered to the hospital, Mr. Bassett. Mm-hmm. Along with whatever else you may have picked up along the way. The same box where the good doctor here found Roberto and gave him to little Ryan Macklin, a pediatric cancer patient.
Look, Detective, as I told you at the hospital, I can assure you there was nothing on that toy that affected Ryan in any way.
You're wrong, Doctor. That toy was infected with something that affected Ryan very much. That toy was infected with love.
Ah. You knew Ryan, didn't you, Detective?
He was my nephew.
Oh.
Ryan was a bright and shining spot in our family. My sister thought she couldn't have children, so when he came, it was pure joy. His cancer diagnosis devastated us. I was away for most of his treatments, working on cases, always cases. My sister told me that when things got really bad for Ryan, he would cry out for this toy and hug it to his chest, and it would comfort him. I apologize for misleading you today. I needed to gather you all together in one place because I didn't think I could do this more than once. We all go through our lives thinking that most of our daily routine is just mundane, meaningless tasks. But I want you to know that what you may have thought was mundane and meaningless helped comfort a 5-year-old boy during the most terrifying time of his brief life. And I thank you for it from the bottom of my heart.
Connie?
Over here, Whit.
Oh, what are you doing?
I am cleaning up before I go home.
Why have you pulled out all of the freezers out from under the counter?
Well, it's the only way I could clean behind them. It gets really dirty back there.
Now, what brought this on? It wouldn't have anything to do with Lou, would it? Is she still here?
No, I took her back to the school. But as a matter of fact, yeah, it has everything to do with her. You should see the train room. It's spotless from top to bottom, literally.
Now, Connie, you know I was only joking about making changes around here.
I know that. This doesn't have anything to do with that.
Well, then why?
She put me to shame, Whit. Not just her work ethic, which is totally amazing, but her simple, basic faith.
Yeah, I got a pretty powerful reminder of one of the basics myself today. I guess we all need that from time to time.
I mean, why is it so easy to forget things like that?
Yeah, well, that's another basic, isn't it? Sin. It makes us think we're so educated that we can move beyond the basics. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Despite all our knowledge, God oftentimes uses the simplest things to remind us of what's truly important.
Yeah. So what was your basic?
Yeah. Everything we do, no matter how small or mundane, touches somebody in some way, whether we think it does or not. Yours?
God sees.
Tell you what, Miss Connie Kendall, how about if I grab a broom and join you and you tell me all about it?
That sounds great, Mr. John Avery Whittaker. But only if you tell me all about your basic, too.
Deal.
Deal.
If we read the Bible a lot, go to church a lot, and have a lot of devotions, it can be easy to think that there's not much else we can learn. But no matter how much we think we know, there's always much, much more to learn. 1 Corinthians 8:2 says, "Anyone who claims to know all the answers doesn't really know very much. We should never stop striving to learn." But how? James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." If you ever feel like you know it all, ask God to show you what you don't know. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. The Toy was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Townsend Coleman, Phil Proctor, Kay Bess, Mark Christopher Lawrence, and Della Saba. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.